Welcome back to the show. Favorite time of the week when I invite my old pal Scott Reed, CTV News political commentator, former comms director for Paul Martin, on for Overhyped and Underplayed.
Overhyped. Create jobs and opportunity.
In this election,
here's what I want to do.
Or Underplayed.
Overhyped or under. What's overhyped and what's underplayed out there? And Scott and I always we fight about this. This is a really good to have you on the program. I talked to my wife last night and said, I'm going to miss the pandemic when it's all over. Just the quietness of the night. She almost suffocated me with the pillow. She said I was so stupid to even say that. She misses going out so much. She couldn't even believe how I could even see the light on this. Did you ever say something so dumb to your wife? It's just like, don't ever talk like that again.
No. No, I can't recall anything of that sort. And by the way, I've had nothing but success with wives. I don't know. You'll have to take this up with somebody else. I'm perfect.
You are perfect, yeah. How many wives?
Yeah. Well, I guess I, you know, man, you're really, you know, you're reaching into the closet here for me. I would say two.
That's okay. It's good. It's good.
1.81, you know, like I think, you know, there's like common law jurisprudence, right? Like,
that's,
I don't
that's
know.
That's right.
Like,
that's good. No, you're, listen, at everything we do, you're twice as good as me.
Well, there you have it. This may not be the way. This is more like golf. I think low score wins.
that may be true. Okay. Now I'm going to tell folks here. I'm talking to Scott Reed. Scott and I had a back and forth about this movie. We'll take this up last. I think it's called the Justice League. The director, they recut it. It's called the Snyder Cut. It's 4 hours. And Scott had insisted that I watch it. My daughter and I have spent a month. Well, let's just do it right now. A month trying to watch this. And finally this week, after five attempts, we watched this four-hour bloviated thing called the Snyder Cut. I guess Snyder's the name of the director. And this is his recut. He's added like 2 hours to this thing. Superman, Batman, Aquaman, Wonder Woman. I hated this in a way that I haven't hated. And I wrote Scott a review and I said, I have not hated a cut this much since my own circumcision. And yet you liked it. I don't get this.
First of all, your review was longer than the movie. It was longer than the book of Deuteronomy. It was astonishing. And so, you know, I think you have to start with the theatrical release by Joss Whedon, which was a short mess of a film, and this was a long mess of a film.
Right.
My God, the last hour was great fun, and there was lots of, you know, Flash doing stuff, and Batman, and purpose, and they defeated, for now, the grand threat that was Steppenwolf. Look, I think your...
Steppenwolf, first of all,
overhyped.
Steppenwolf...
Overhyped in the extreme. Uppercase overhyped your objective.
You have to underplay how bad this movie is, folks. I really warn you not to watch this piece of crap. Here's why. First of all, it's a derivative of every Marvel movie. Second of all, I guess Snyder recut everything in slow-mo. They walk slowly. They gaze longingly. The whole thing could have been cut to 2 hours if he just took out the ponderous walks, the horrible music. Then at the end, my daughter, who's watching this with me, and she's hating it, and she loves this kind of movie too. She's like obsessed with this kind of movie. There's a dream sequence that they just don't, like, it is so pointless. She's like, Dad, a dream sequence? How did they get Snyder to do this? And yet it's done really well. I have to say, this is overplayed. This is underplayed how bad this is. And every bad thing in movies, time travel, slow-mo, and dream sequences were used. I really am worried that you would like something like this. This is a pandemic movie. You could only love this during a pandemic.
Well, it's not a dream sequence. It's a peek inside an alternate future that is bound to come true unless Batman can save the life of Lois Lane. It all revolves around Lois. And the fact that I have to explain that to you. You know, the difference between you and me is I'm a bit of an intellectual. I enjoy thoughtful character development. You just want, you know, exploding arrows and giant green hulks.
Yes.
I guess sorry, you know, can I'm you a just, cerebral just, comic book fan.
Just one time before we move on here, I just want you to repeat that sentence, because this is I just want to know that Scott's probably in a basement now with a Dungeons and Dragons set in some full cosplay costume. But are you? What was that sentence you just said to me on air? It's not a dream sequence. It's an alternative.
Not a dream
future.
Sequence. It's a peek inside an alternate future that is contingent upon the survival of Lois Lane. And if you don't understand that, well, I can't explain nothing to you, buddy.
Folks, that is the longest definition of virginity I've ever heard in my entire life. Oh, my God. That was good. All right. Okay. So that is it. I did it. I wish I could time travel and get the time back. But my version is, don't watch Justice League, the Snyder Cut. Avoid it even during a pandemic. Scott says, watch it.
There you
have it. Can I ask you, let's get serious for a second. Are we overhyping or underplaying the vaccine booking confusion and the vaccine rollout situation?
I think as much as it's dominating the headlines and the focus, I think we're still underplaying it. I think that we are we're being almost too accepting of what's an unacceptable botchery. And I don't demand perfection from government. I've worked in government. I know how hard systems are to organize. But I got to tell you, when the premier says 1 week ago today that 18 to 49 in hotspots can get vaccinated, and 1 week later that remains patently not the case. And when you can go into the system, punch in your name, punch in your date of birth, therefore transparently acknowledging that you are not over 49, get an appointment, get a confirmation code, get a PDF that tells you where to freaking park, and show up and still be turned away. Like, to me, this is ridiculous. And you know, Ford talks about the fact that, look, it's not a confusing system. And he's right. It's not that it's confusing. It's that it's not as advertised. So if you're going to make a promise in public and take the political applause for that, put in place the apparatus to fulfill that promise. Otherwise, it's a string tied to squat nothing.
I agree. This is a nightmare. Confusion is the last thing you want. The whole thing was for the 2 months of January and February, when the federal government really was screwing up, when we really didn't have enough vaccines, when it really was a shortage, when we really were behind. Don't worry, we're using this time to get the system sorted out. And they didn't get it sorted out. And here we are.
What was Hillier doing? What was like? What, like, if this is the result of months and months of labor, what in hell was he up to?
I really, honestly, the vaccine rollout and trying to book an appointment is like as confusing as the Snyder Cut. This is the Snyder Cut of rollouts in my alternative universes, potential glimpses of another future where things worked out. It's the Snyder Cut of rollouts. It really is. Overhyped or underplayed, the blood clot concerns over AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. Where are you on that?
I'm very much in the overhyped category. You know, I mean, I don't ever want to be glib about a perceivable medical risk. But when you're talking about six cases that a 700,000 doses applied, when you're talking about you know, a warning label issue, when you think about what women who have been taking the pill forever and had to deal with blood clotting put up with, you know, to me, I'm very, very, like, it's not the fault of media. It drives me crazy when I say people, well, why, I see people saying, well, why are the media reporting this? Media must report it. But then we should have public health officials and government officials weighing in to place perspective in and around this issue. We tolerate threats far graver than this all the time, and I think it's way overhyped.
I totally agree with you. As Dr. Bogosh and Health Canada has said, the benefits of the vaccine far outweigh the risk. I'm totally with you. All right, that is Scott Reed, overhyped and underplayed. Send me a note of the next movie. I'll still take your advice. Whatever movie you think I should watch, I will try. It took me a month to get through the last one, but just try to...
Hey, no, if, just before you go, I want you to wait
a minute. 10 seconds.
Important piece of trivia. What? Yeah. Who's this?
I don't know.
That's Jared Leto, Joker from the alternative future.
Oh my God, I gotta take a break. My head blew off.